Wednesday, August 24th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I've got two stories that dovetail together. I think our listeners will be able to connect the two stories as we go through them. First of all, Fox News is reporting that Planned Parenthood is going to spend an historic $50 million on midterm elections. Pro-life groups call this action desperate. It is interesting to note that Planned Parenthood has said that only 3-4% of their activities deal with abortion. And yet, this entire $50 million is going to help in the election of pro-abortion candidates.
So from a Christian world and life view, Tom, let me make a few observations to begin with. First of all, Christians are supposed to speak the truth truthfully and in love. And in the kingdom of darkness, you are always going to find the agency of deception and disguise. Their words are, we're going to support pro-choice candidates. Actually, they don't support pro-choice. There is a choice they want to rule out, and that is the sanctity of life. And they even go so far as to rule out any presentation of life choices for those in crisis pregnancy centers and an attempt to cancel those agencies that would bring life choices to the population instead of the death choice of abortion. Let me also say, in a Christian world and life view, you always want to look at not the first layer, but the second layer. So someone may look upon this and said, well, let me tell you, $50 million, they are really committed. They're putting their money where their mouth is. No, they're putting your money where their mouth is. Actually, they receive $600 million of taxpayer resources in funding them from our federal budget. And so the $50 million, well, let me tell you where that comes from. That's just simply a portion of the $600 million that came out of your pocket through the tax revenues of the federal government. Let me also back up, Tom. You remember you and I actually did a program on the implications of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We made a number of comments concerning implications. Two of those in that program that we pointed out, that the culture of death is not going to slink away into the corners of life. No, no. The evil empire always strikes back. It strikes back with deception, with disguise, and it strikes back, and one of its number one instruments is political power. So as we see the midterm election coming, one of the reasons the $50 million is being spent is because of the political movement to codify abortion and to get Roe v. Wade actually codified into federal law, therefore a takeover of the legislature, of the Senate and the Congress by pro-abortion candidates. They are unabashedly promoting those, and they are saying, we are going to make abortion not simply legally accessible, but culturally dominant. And we're going to make sure that it's paid for through the tax revenues of the federal government. And we're going to find out candidates who will promote that in society. They are unabashedly saying, we're going to make this the primary issue. Forget the challenges of our failing international policy. Forget the issues of inflation. Forget the specter of a recession coinciding with an inflation. Forget all of those things. What's important is that you elect someone who declares that if a child is imperfect, unwanted, or inconvenient, we should be able to kill that child in its most defenseless position within the womb of a mother. That is our main platform. We need to elect people who will give us a legislative genocidal right to destroy the lives of these children. So that is what this political movement has declared. This is the drumbeat of the Democratic Party platform. Now, interestingly, the Republican platform officially declares itself pro-life. Now, what's going to happen on the Republican side? Well, we've already seen leakage, haven't we? Where Republicans are trying to gain the votes of pro-life voters who declare this as a crucial issue but at the same time, they are waffling in terms of their public stance in terms of being pro-life. So we're going to find out, will the Republican candidates be as forthright for the sanctity of life to introduce a life message, or will they cower in the intimidation of the power of journalism and the federal government into a compromised position as they take on these pro-death candidates who are coming after their job? What will they do? Will they compromise, thinking that's the way that they can preserve their election? I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or independent. The ultimate difference between a politician and a statesman does what is right for the nation. A politician will do what they think will ensure their next election. If there's any time we have needed statesmen and not politicians, it will be in this coming election.
That's happening in the United States. Over in communist China, they are actually beginning policies that would reverse their legalized abortion. According to new guidelines published on the state-run commission's website, officials plan to offer incentives to encourage family growth, including expanding access to childcare services, reducing the cost of attending nursery school, and working with employers to make offices more family-friendly.
All of this pro-life legislation affirming parenting, all of this pro-life legislation. Why? Well, I wished I could say it's because of a gospel awakening. No, but in God's common grace, China is cutting back on its mandated abortion. In 1979, China passed the one-child policy. Well, what's been the result of that pro-death, pro-abortion culture? What's happened is, number one, the aging of the population. They don't have the young people around that they need to. The economic ramifications are disastrous. And so now, out of a failing economic base, out of a failing demographic in the aging of the population, now they've said, out of a utilitarian motivation, out of economic necessity, now they're going to bring pro-life legislation encouraging the having of children, the care of children, and the raising of children. I always find it interesting how God has a way of promoting that which is right, even among depraved men and women, through the consequences of evil becoming unlivable. And that's where the pro-mandated abortion of China is now being reversed out of a utilitarian motive, but now comes all of these legislative initiatives to promote life and to promote family and to promote children throughout a communist-run country that politically the family unit is an adversary, but now out of necessity they are having to promote life. You know, Tom, I am always reminded that God's word is true. It is true redemptively to tell us about a Savior, Jesus Christ. It is also true in terms of the sanity of life. A biblical world and life view enacted in public policy is actually simply makes sense. To rebel against it is, dare I say again, to establish a culture of insanity, absurdity, immorality, and lethality. Well, common grace has said to China, stop that. Look what it's doing. We're killing ourselves and our nation. And so they now have pro-life legislation and the abandonment of the death warrant in their nation simply out of survivability. May God, by the power of the gospel, be at work in our nation, that we will have pro-life initiatives and a pro-life culture out of the fact it's right, and we want to honor the Lord who gives life and the Lord who is the way, the truth, and the life.
If you're listening to Today in Perspective over the radio, may we encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. It's easy. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of Today in Perspective. A great way to stay in touch. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.